I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. There's a lovely running gag, a jumping gag, actually, in Chris Rock's gloriously funny Top Five. It is intentionally the only thing the writer, director, and star doesn't throw himself into with infectious joy. For the rest, he's made a pyrotechnic pinwheel of a personal comedy, and he's had the wisdom to share it with a strong co-star. While he sends sparks flying every which way, Rosario Dawson keeps the story grounded in calm intelligence and classic romance. Classic elements pop up often during this day in the life of Rock's surrogate funny man, Andre Allen. Back in an earlier day, Andre made his name as a stand-up comic in New York, but he doesn't want to be funny anymore. Like the comedy-surfeited hero of Preston Sturges' classic Sullivan's Travels, he wants to do something serious, something meaningful. "I'm telling you," he says in the first line of the film, "everything means something." He says it to Rosario Dawson's Chelsea Brown, a New York Times writer who's come to interview him, at the start of the couple's classic Woody Allen walk and talk through the streets of Manhattan. Top Five borrows its title from our cultural addiction to making lists of favorites. It borrows freely and gleefully from all sorts of sources, both reputable and dis. Yet the film feels freshly minted because the man who made it has such a lively mind and fearless style. At a time when all too many movies are selling bleakness and dysfunction, it also feels like something from the classic age of Hollywood, when an entertainment's highest function was to entertain. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'm someone who's had a happy home at KCRW for a very long time. If you value this station's cultural coverage on programs like The Treatment, Bookworm, and Good Food, please consider a donation now. You can call 1-800-600-KCRW or go to kcrw.com/join.